this. Excuse me. I'll share this tidbit with you because you may not hear it anywhere else. That's the way the news works. They only seem to want to cover the things that put Donald Trump in the worst possible light. We'll get to more of that in just a moment. But in California, a federal judge slamming the door shut on a California law that would have required President Trump to disclose his tax returns in order to appear on the state's primary ballot. Federal District Judge Morrison England issued a written opinion arguing the law is unconstitutional. Most likely, he had ordered a preliminary injunction against the law last month. The bill requires all candidates for president or governor to provide 5 years of federal tax returns in order to appear on California's primary ballot. Yeah, good luck, Gavin. We're rooting for you, buddy. By the way, San Francisco and Los Angeles considering suing the state this morning because of the homelessness crisis in California. How are those laws working out for you? How's that socialist utopia working for you in California today? About 150,000 homeless people in California and counting. I think 150,000 is probably a pretty conservative estimate. But the city of Los Angeles and the city of San Francisco both considering lawsuits against the governor and the state of California for not helping them enough with the homeless crisis, not helping them enough with their own socialist problems. You see, you created it yourself, and now you want to blame somebody else. Welcome to the left. Good to have you here, at any rate. So you got that going on. So that law is gone. That law is gone. So here's let me ask you this. I'll play you a little bit of more of the victory lap of Maxine Waters, and then I have a question for you. So let's go to bite number one, Maxine Waters, your favorite and mine. All right, doing her victory lap. You know, the woman that's been calling for impeachment since before Trump was even inaugurated. This individual who has, you know, all this credibility. I mean, she's the one to look to when it comes to impeachment because she's so on the up and up. Bite number one, go.
And Congresswoman, I want to ask you about something you said. As you know, and many of our viewers know, you speak your mind. Many people like that. And as I think you know, many people disagree with you. It's politics.
That's right.
I want to read something you said today to get a fuller understanding. You said,
okay,
with regard to Donald Trump, he's using mob language. He's implying people should be killed for whistleblowing. Impeachment's not good enough for Trump. He needs to be imprisoned and placed in solitary confinement. But for now, impeachment is the imperative.
That's right.
I ask you tonight, are you speaking literally? And do you have any concern you're prejudging the House impeachment and Senate trial process by declaring he should be, I guess, convicted and held in solitary?
No, not really. As you said, I said impeachment is the imperative. I did express myself in ways to show how terrible I think he is and how he really should be punished. But, of course, impeachment is what we're focused on right now.
So, of course, she never answered the question. And, of course, she means it. He should be held in solitary confinement and flogged. I mean, that's what these people think. All right. So what is behind the latest push, this latest narrative that somehow asking our allies for assistance in an ongoing investigation that reaches into Ukraine and reaches elsewhere, whether it involves Joe Biden or not, asking the Australians, those in the United Kingdom, those in Italy to open their notes and say, hey, what went on with this and this and this? It's all part of John Durham's investigation. The president said back in May he was going to open this investigation with Attorney General Bill Barr and make introductions so that the two could work together. And then Barr could go do his work and John Durham could do his work and we would find out once and for all what really went on in 2016, who was involved, who got paid, what's on the FISA warrants, who signed their names. I want to know all of it. In the interest of transparency, I want to know it all. If we're going to open the books on Donald Trump, fine, let's do that. Let's look at the phone calls. Let's look at the transcripts. Let's find out why Adam Schiff sent somebody to Ukraine on your dime and mine after getting the whistleblower report. What was going on then? I want to know about the Christopher Steele dossier and how much of that ran through Ukraine. I want to know all of it. Fair enough? I mean, if we're going to put it all out there, let's put it all out there. I'm good with that. I believe I found a great piece that echoed this, Creative Destruction Media. Our friend Todd Wood, one of the proprietors at Creative Destruction, great new article that I just found, put up yesterday from the CD Media staff. Impeach before RBG dies. That's part of the angle. And I thought about that, and it makes perfect sense. Get him impeached, or an impeachment process started before Ruth Bader Ginsburg collapses and doesn't get up. That's a concern for the Democrats. Their biggest nightmare today, aside from Donald Trump being reelected, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg not being able to continue and giving Donald Trump the chance to make the court a 6-3 conservative court. Right now it's a 5-4 slightly right-of-center court. A 6-3 court could make it a far right-of-center court, which scares the daylights out of those on the left. It scares the daylights out of them. The latest push, all based on the longevity of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. By the way, at the same time, they'll try to destroy the credibility of Brett Kavanaugh. They've already tried to do that based on false, gutless allegations. But here you go. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had 4 bouts of cancer. She'll turn 87 here in March. Says she's going to serve another 5 years. Another 5. She says she'll be 92 when she leaves the court. She's had 4 bouts of cancer, plus she fell last year, broke 3 ribs, so her health has been in the headlines more in the last year than not. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health, one of the most important issues, one of the most important issues for Democrats, for Nancy Pelosi, for Adam Schiff, because they failed to get their agenda moved through the legislature. The only way they can get it moved oftentimes is by activist judges. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her replacement are key to that mindset. Make no mistake, RBG is key in this whole impeachment circle. Look up Creative Destruction Media. You'll be glad you did. 25 after on a Wednesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show.